This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The French election is next month, and the impact could ripple across the global economy. There has been a lot of focus in this race on immigration and scandal, but we want to look at the worldwide economic impact. Let's do that with Sophie Petter, Paris Bureau Chief for The Economist. Hello, Sophie.
Hello. Pleased to be with you.
So how important is this race when we think in the context of the big picture impact across Europe and across the global economy?
I think it's hugely important because of the fact that Marine Le Pen on the far right is number one in the polls for first round voting. That doesn't mean she'll necessarily win, but if she did, you're talking about a candidate who wants to essentially break up the euro. And this has been the sort of pillar of stability on continental Europe, at any rate. Starting now, just at a moment when actually there has been a little bit more of a kind of stable period for the single currency zone in Europe, which is helping to bring back growth, albeit, you know, slowly, to start thinking now about breaking it up, the uncertainty that that would bring would be hugely destructive for the European economy and would bring a real moment of turbulence.
So when we think about the leading candidates, we have the hardliner Marine Le Pen, we have the center-right candidate François Fillon, and then this independent newcomer Emmanuel Macron. What are the key differences in how they look at business, trade, and economic policy?
Those two candidates, the centrist and the centre-right, are actually fairly similar. I mean, they have quite a reformist programme to different degrees. They want to loosen up the labour market. They want to bring down public spending, which is very high in France. Marine Le Pen has got an entirely different policy. I mean, in many ways, she's a far-right candidate with a very left-wing economic programme. And she is wanting to do things like bring down retirement age, increase public spending in some areas. But the big plank of her economic policy is this idea that she's going to revive the economy by pulling France out of the euro. And that would be a historic decision for the country if ever that were to come to it.
Now, we've seen surprises with the presidential election here in America with the Brexit vote. This race, polls show it to be tight. It's not clear which candidates could make it into a likely runoff. But what outcome are investors in Europe betting on, and how confident are they in the polling we're seeing so far?
Well, I think the markets have been very jittery about the possibility of Marine Le Pen winning. If you actually look at the procedure, it's quite difficult for her to win, partly because you have two rounds. So in the second round, there is a chance for everybody else to sort of gang up on her and eliminate her. But markets are not at all confident, and we've been humbled so many times in the last year, that there has been, particularly in the bond markets, has been some concern about a Marine Le Pen victory.
Okay, Sophie Petter, Paris Bureau Chief for The Economist. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.